Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all try Becky's secret favorite wine in Vino de Izagare, which is also known as Wine in the Sack. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Tally-ho!
I am also joined by a betrayed and bismayed Triple B.
Good evening.
Bismayed?
Yes.
Bismayed.
Yes.
B-I-S-M-A-Y-E-D?
I don't know. I just made up the word. I don't
know how it's fucking
spelled. Anyway, dismayed is what I was trying to say.
There you go.
But bismayed. It's also true.
Production.
On tonight's show, folks, this is a classic case of bait and switch. The Triple B was guaranteed a certain wine. However, she said, don't drink that wine. Let's save that. And I said, okay.
No, you didn't say anything. You just remained silent. So when she agrees to do a second episode and it's not the wine you told her,
I'm still sitting here. Yes.
She is.
Don't be surprised if I just leave.
No, don't do that.
No. On tonight's show, you don't want to leave because we have a wine from Cotrago Valley again
in
Chile.
More importantly, it's burlap sack wrapped.
Well,
I love the packaging.
It's Vino de...
You love the packaging?
Yes. Love the packaging.
Vino de Izagare.
It reminds me, is it Olive Garden that brings out the wine?
In a wicker basket.
Yeah.
Well, Scott would know about that.
Is that Olive Garden?
Yes. And Scott's house.
Yes. But burlap wrapping of food and drink is a historic preservation technique.
Why are you making motions with your hands?
I could read you a little bit about this.
Why don't you read about it?
Yes.
Say the name of that wine again, Rob.
Vino de Izagare.
Izagare.
Which isn't Italian. It's Chilean. But it's okay. I said it with an Italian accent.
So in the mid-17th century,
yes.
The Izagare family left their home in Spain.
Ooh.
Mm.
So you should be saying with a Spanish accent. And traveled to Chile to seek their fortune.
Yes.
They prospered and became distinguished citizens of their new country. In fact, Domingo was appointed mayor of the capital city of Santiago.
Domingo.
His son, Domingo Izagare II, planted some of the first vines from French rootstock in that region. So we're talking late 1700s.
Ancient.
Wow.
That's legit ancient. I would say
No, you're not allowed to say good things about this wine.
In that region, and founded the Vino de Izagare near a village built by monks from a nearby Franciscan monastery. At first, the wine was bottled in sturdy 15-liter earthenware chuecos, which survived the bumpy trip by horse-drawn cart from the village to the monastery. When the winery switched to much smaller bottles, however, breakage became a problem.
Dang it.
To protect their precious cargo, the monks took to wrapping the bottles in burlap sacks.
Historically relevant.
Mm-hmm. The idea caught on with the winery and became a tradition that has endured to this day.
I like it.
And this wine's name is also, it has a second name.
I'm not done. Today, I think it's pronounced Izagare.
Sure.
Well, it says Izagare, so Izagare.
Izagare is easier to pronounce.
It's produced at Viña San Jorge in the prestigious, how do you say the valley name?
Cotagua.
Okay. Renowned for its near perfect climate for growing grapes and for wines of exceptional quality. Something that's interesting. So, I don't know if it's interesting to you all. It's interesting to me.
Mm.
The idea caught on with the winery and became a tradition that has endured to this day. That is a biblical phrase, to this day. When I read the Bible last year, that was like a goal of mine. And all kinds of endured to this day, that is probably in the Bible 5,000 times. They say that over and over and over again, and still to this day, it's endured to this day. But that's like a phrase straight out of
Scott.
Do you think that's
the Bible,
a modern Scott, addition to the text of the Bible?
And by the way, the Bible, Scott, is a religious book, so you understand that.
Is it?
I didn't know if you knew that.
Is it?
Well, it could
Thank
be.
You so much, Rob.
Yeah, I'm glad. Also, this wine has a second name. It's called Wine in the Sack.
Is it really?
It is. It's not listed on there, but it is Wine in the Sack.
I have a headache. I'm going to have to go lay down.
Wine in the Sack.
You're not bailing on us.
See, Becky did not want us to have this wine because she thought we'd make sack jokes, but we're not going to because we're above that. Well, at least I am. So, folks.
Yet you just did it.
No, I mentioned it's called Wine in the
it's
Sack.
It's called a reference.
I didn't talk about
it's
sack.
It's a bad joke.
But, I feel like you're just going to dance around it the whole episode.
No, I'm not going to talk about
it. Well, let's just get it over with then.
What? Sack?
Yeah.
No. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. So the 2018 Vino de Izagirre, correct? Cabernet Sauvignon from Colchagua Valley in Chile. This wine does have a review.
Yes, it does. I'm James. Of course, I reviewed this. This is James Suckling. I review everything from Chile when they allow me in. I snuck into the country this time in a cargo hold of a plane. There were chickens around me. It was very, very... But I had to drink this wine. It's just an aside. I don't know why I told you all that. But still, I gave this wine, of course, 90 of my points. And I wrote...
Cumulative score, 42.
Yes, but still, I wrote, this is very vibrant feel, with assertive oak played into ripe red and dark berries. Hmm. And the palate has freshness that carries the ripe round fruit well on the finish. Drink in the next 5 years.
He's never done that before.
I know. James.
Yes.
This is Tim. Your friend.
That's not Tim.
This is Tim.
That's Scott.
This is Tim.
I have a restraining order against you, Scott. Leave me alone.
We have some questions for you.
You're not Tim.
What does drink and hold mean? Drink now or hold. What does that mean, sir?
You can drink it or not.
Or hold it.
Yes, it's very...
Like a baby.
What do you want us to hold? Do you want us to hold the wine? Is that what you're saying?
I want you to hold my sack.
Okay.
There it is.
All right, let's do the nose.
Yes, let's do that. I just wanted to be done with that. Smells like a Chilean Cabernet. It looks like a Chilean Cabernet. It's ruby red. There is a little watery edge, but it's... By the way, folks, I never mentioned the party piece on this wine. It's $8.99. That's what I bought it for, $8.99.
The party piece on this wine is it comes in a burlap sack.
Well,
that is a party.
It could be.
It's practically a piñata.
It's a lot of money in packaging for an $8.99 wine.
I haven't priced burlap, but it seems like a lot to do.
Well, it's
it seems like a faff.
It's something an addition else. To a 27-cent bottle.
Yeah.
Something that I'm not a fan of is that the label sticks on it.
It does.
What do you mean?
It's a sticker on the
burlap. It's a sticker on the burlap. I don't.
Well, you got to do something to get it on the burlap.
It also has a little wobble weevil kind of thing going
on
here.
Oh, my Lord. Now you're really raising costs.
I know. That's fair.
They put a cardboard circle at the bottom so it sits correctly, but it still has a lot of wobble to it.
Weebles wobble and they don't fall down.
I know. But it is burlap and it does look fairly jank. So that's impressive.
It's extremely jank. It's peeling on the side.
It is. And it's like, folks, there's a big damn seam on the front and the back. Mm-hmm. And then it's tucked, and then there's a little cardboard circle at the bottom, but you can definitely tell.
I think it's held together by the wine label stickers.
Kind of. It basically looks, if my son, my middle child, put this burlap sack on this wine bottle,
his finished product would look like what their finished product is.
Yes. And he's four.
He is four. Mm. I'm just saying that. It's not well done.
And then they added that extra layer.
Rustic.
No. Then they added that extra layer around the top of the bottle.
Yes, because you needed
that. To be fancy.
No, because they needed to cover up the transition because it probably really looks like shit underneath this.
What else can you buy in burlap?
Bag of chickens?
Potatoes.
Okay. I was going to say potatoes. Corn seed.
Corn seed. Like. Yeah. Corn seed.
Goat feed.
Goat feed. Mm-hmm. Potatoes, for sure. Mm-hmm. You can get in burlap.
And wine.
Yes.
Not much wine. I mean, this is burlap.
Yeah.
This is burlap.
I didn't pick this out. Who picked this out? You?
Mm. Yes. On the nose, red currant and slight vegetation of green pepper.
Which is very typical.
And there's a little
South America.
Funky smell to it.
Yeah. Yeasty? What would you call it? Yeasty or like a Pinot-like funk?
Maybe a Pinot-like funk.
It's not
bring in the noise, bring in the funk.
It's not unlike a Pinot nose.
It does. The funk almost veers to a sweetness in a really weird way. It's not a
prickly sweetness. Yes.
Yeah, it's not a funk like a mushroom or something like that. It's like almost, I don't know.
Downy.
You know what else you can buy in a burlap sack? Mm. Onions. Large bags of onions.
We assumed they were large bags of onions. Thank you for that.
You're the one that bought this.
Yeah.
I know, but
what else can we buy in a burlap sack?
Yes, but he's the problem, not the wine. I didn't buy
him.
If I did, I kept my receipt.
Mm-hmm. At the county fair, there used to be a burlap sack contest where it was a burlap sack race.
Where you would jump in it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were fewer counties back when you were doing that.
And so. In the state fair, used to be, there's
Chillicothe was the capital.
Burlap.
Portsmouth.
You'd ride down the slide in a burlap sack.
I've done that before.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So burlap sack's very versatile.
But ice cream socials were also the rage when you were.
Portsmouth wasn't ever the capital of Ohio, was it?
Well, Scott's pretty
Chillicothe
old.
Chillicothe was the first.
Marietta.
Scott's pretty old.
Marietta.
No, Chillicothe.
Nope, Marietta.
Scott
Are
was.
You sure?
Scott yep. was alive.
Marietta was
then.
The first town. Marietta was the first stranglehold in Ohio.
That's right. Wilderness. That was Scott. He was in there.
Chillicothe
was the first capital, but Marietta
That's what
was.
Saying.
Oh, okay. Marietta was the first. Town. It was the first four. It was the first.
Chillicothe was the first place. Capital of Ohio.
By the way, you pronounced
and
it
then,
wrong.
Then where did it move to? Anybody know?
Mm.
Columbus.
Mm-mm. It was the state capital was Chillicothe from 1803 to 1810, and then it moved to Zanesville for 2 years, and then back to Chillicothe.
I think that's bad history. I think that's drunk history.
Can I also point out that you're mispronouncing
It's Bobo.
Yeah, it's Chili Bobo is what the proper term for Chillicothe is.
Chili Bobo?
Chili Bobo.
Why Chili Bobo?
Have you been to Chili Bobo recently?
Yes.
Okay, then you'll know.
Why Bobo? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's basically just a big Walmart, the whole town.
Well, there are horses in theatrical productions that...
Tecumseh?
What's that?
Tecumseh?
Tahusa? Should be a burlap sack over that horse's thing.
I'll go find a burlap sack pretty soon. Okay, let's just smell. I'm going to taste this one.
Can I say...
Well, I thought we should go to a commercial.
Can I quote Grandpa John on inappropriate comments about horses?
No.
No. Please. I'm feeling restricted.
If you all want to discuss that, I'll go upstairs.
I don't want to discuss it. I really don't.
I've seen a lot of BA theatrical productions. Tecumseh's probably the worst.
It's very nice.
We have a friend, Becky Ramsey. She's going to love being mentioned on here. When she moved to Chicago after college, I told her I was going to start a rumor that she was trying to move back to get onto Tecumseh. And she was so upset. And I was like, you know that I could just mention it like one time to somebody that like Becky's trying to get on the Chillicothe production of Tecumseh and people would go nuts.
Be awesome.
I think she legit almost killed me.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because...
What, you were in Tecumseh?
No. You know, there's family members that also speak to the Ramseys and I guess Becky does want to get in the Tecumseh production in Chillicothe after all.
It's I mean, funny. That's what I heard. I heard that. There's also Yellow Jacket, too. She's looking at that, you know.
Yellow Jacket?
There's another production, just like Tecumseh, but it's about him.
Where would that be?
That's some other part of Yellow Springs. I don't fucking know.
Yellow Springs, I'm pretty sure in Yellow Springs they're not doing Yellow Jacket.
I don't know. Look it up. What am I? 411? Look it up. The wine, folks.
All these comments it makes there.
I had to message Becky about being in Tecumseh.
Yeah.
It's a...
Is it dinner theater or just theater?
No, just theater.
Because I thought I you had can eat dinner there.
You can eat there.
We did eat there.
You can't.
I didn't eat very much.
I don't recommend that.
Remember when they fake stabbed somebody? And I was a little kid. I went, A, this sucks. B, why is that guy being stabbed?
When I was younger, we went to see the Lost Colony of Roanoke, which is in North Carolina, but similar to Tecumseh.
Mm.
But they let off fireworks.
That's always a highlight.
It was. Yeah. It's period accurate, too.
Yeah.
Isn't Roanoke in Virginia?
Yeah. No.
But they could do a show in North Carolina.
Well, why not? I'm into Jamestown, too. There's no show.
I think it was in North Carolina, now that I say that.
Oh, there's probably multiple Roanokes.
I don't know. Nobody's going to fact check you. You know, we'll get an email. You know, because they get a big fuck you when you get that shit.
You know Roanoke. That's actually...
Shut the fuck up.
It's in Manio.
Who?
Manio. It's the bottom part of the Outer Banks.
Oh. Oh, okay, there we go. Manio. Oh, I know where you... Okay.
I think you and my mom went shopping there.
Yes, we did. That was a lovely area.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of shops.
The Outer Banks are great. In a way that vacation-y places often aren't.
Right.
I haven't been to the Outer Banks many years, but one of the things that I remember is they were absent the surf shops and the junk shops. They just didn't have those. And it's kind of... refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think of the wine?
Whenever we go, so I grew up going to the Outer Banks.
A little yeasty.
And whenever we went to North Myrtle Beach last year, all the surf shops and the go-karts everywhere and the putt-putts everywhere was like jarring.
Too many of them.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh my gosh.
And Myrtle Beach is probably the capital of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when you... people grow up going to the beach and you kind of like want your experience from growing up, but I feel like you go to Outer Banks because you like the beach. Like you go to Myrtle Beach because there's a lot of stuff to do, which is fine. Like you like going out to eat and you like doing stuff, which I feel like we appreciate having three very active boys. But when you go to Outer Banks, it's because you like the beach.
And it's a different beach too. Mm-hmm. It's a...
they have sand dunes.
Yeah, it's a different sand. It's mm-hmm. It's not a pristine sand. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a, per se, a dirty sand, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. You know, it's full of vegetation and life. And
dead fish.
Dead fish. But that's the beach. That's the ocean. Yeah. Yes. That is the ocean.
Yes, it gives you the sense of, oh, I love this dead fish. By the way, the wine.
The wine?
Not to center us back there, to what
it is
we do.
Yeasty. That's a good call.
I don't find it that yeasty. I mean,
No. A little yeasty.
I'm not going to argue its merits, but...
A little yeasty. That's
and then
fine.
There's the, I guess, slight. The oaking on the end.
And also, I'm going to go on the nose a little yeasty. We kind of bypassed the nose mm-hmm. on it for once.
It's a step up from Lindeman's. That's what I got for you. No, it's...
I've certainly had way, way, way worse wine that cost a lot more.
Simple berry fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a mid-palate of... Yeah, it's got that. And then it's got a finish. But it's dry, which we like. Mm-hmm. James Suckling 90, it just once again goes to show what James will do for a 90.
Does he score anything lower than 90? Have you ever seen him score anything below 90?
Well, would you drink it?
What? If it did?
Yeah. James Suckley 87? That might be poison.
I'd question the 90.
Rock salt. You'll give that an 86. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's a good container for vodka.
I had this bottle of rubbing alcohol. It was delicious. It's so crisp.
It's 85. Actually drinkable.
Hydrogen peroxide, 2% solution, 87.
Oh, I had this whole bottle of lidocaine. and it numbed my mouth. I thought, but it had such a rich mouthfeel. 93 of my points.
Tim really liked it when I drank that.
Oh, so delicious. Then other parts of him were numb later in the evening, strange enough. Ooga.
Shaka. Ooga, 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 shaka. Ooga.
In Scott's opinion. So.
In my opinion.
That's right.
No, you know, there's a little minerality to this. Seriously, I'm not making a joke. There really is a little minerality to this.
Is there?
Just a little.
Where?
Right dead in the middle. Right dead in the middle.
It's a Flintstone vitamin minerality.
I'm a Flintstone kid.
Is it before or after the yeast? And then before or after? Yes, the oak plank at the end.
I took a shot, so the yeast is gone now. Hey, you laughed at that. Does that mean we can talk? Never mind.
I don't find the yeastiness. I really don't see it.
Just a hint of it.
Okay.
I don't. I'm not.
And maybe
it's, not suggesting I think, that I think it's a great wine.
I think the for me the yeastiness it was on the nose, and it's hard for me to get past that. I really don't care for that. But we've had plenty of good wines that have a yeasty nose.
This is a wine that after I take a drink, I feel like I'm breathing it back out.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's the second episode. We do that all the time.
Maybe that's the COVID.
It's not funny.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Something. It's one of those wines that it is a 10 or below.
$10.
Run of the mill Chilean Cabernet. Mm-hmm. See, Apatagua, $10.99, is not run of the mill.
Holy shit. Son.
But. There are many wines like this, like La Playa. You know a good comp? Is it Chilean or Argentinian? Los Vascos. Remember the base Los Vascos?
It was Argentinian, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But.
I'll be honest. What I remember? Los Vascos? I like this better.
Are you throwing up in your mouth?
That was a little burp.
This wine tastes like a hangover.
Oh, well, and I'll tell you why.
It does.
I'll tell you why.
You've never had Monte Volpe. That was a hangover.
Speaking of hangovers.
Anciano.
Were you?
Hangover.
Was there a little struggle for you on Monday morning last week?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I had a little rough one.
No, it was all right.
I was a little rough one. I like that for Scotty.
Were you messed up?
Not as well. A little bit.
Oh. I mean.
But if you remember, I kind of wanted to get turnt that night.
Oh, yeah. Mm. No, I was okay.
I would drink that Frascati again.
Frascati was fine. Yeah.
It was just an interesting little grape. Yeah. But I'll tell you why this is a hangover wine, because it's easy to drink.
Mm.
It's dry.
It's a little sweet for me.
Sweet.
Too.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. What's sweet?
I don't know, the sugar in it?
The vegetable stew would be sweet if this was sweet.
Yeah, this is...
It's vegetal to a certain extent.
It tastes sweet to me.
Celery is not sweet.
I think it's something on the... With the oaking tastes sweet to me.
Mm, no. Sun-dried tomato.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's what it is, Becky. It's vegetable.
Sun-dried tomatoes, what this is?
Well, it's there.
I think you're just...
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I don't normally equate that to something that I love, Scott. I don't hold that close to my breast and say, oh, I love the sun-dried tomato Cabernet.
Where do you hold it up against?
I hold it up against the sink as I tilt it over and pour it down.
No, I wouldn't pour this out.
No, I wouldn't either. But I would buy this.
$9?
Yeah, still didn't really appeal to me. There's a lot of things under $10 that, you know, I wait for things to go on closeout under 10 before I would buy
this. Oh, for sure. Well,
I mean, but I could say this. Say you were having 25 people over and you just wanted some stuff to, you know, throw
the idea of having 25 people over right now is so insane.
But that's you know.
I know. I'm just saying it's unfathomable.
Maybe not 25,
right now.
10. And they normally drink real sangria, but they want to pretend like they drink. You know, you have this. Now you
would
don't.
You be embarrassed to serve this wine?
I wouldn't.
No, not really.
I would.
No.
You would serve this wine out of a burlap sack.
No, I think it's kind of cool.
No, people would like it. People would enjoy the burlap sack. Yeah, they would. I think it's cool.
But I mean, my question would be, why would I be serving it?
You're the one that said you would serve it to 25 people.
Yes, but I'm saying these people are rubes.
Why would you have rubes to your house?
That's a very good point.
But it's because it's a fictional, the only people he knows
it is a,
are rubes.
Yeah, it's a fictional scenario. It's not going to happen. But, I mean...
you'll have 25 people at your house once this thing opens up. You have.
I don't know 25 people.
You have three couples over with all the kids that everybody has. That's 25 people.
Becky has those people over. I don't.
Oh, my Lord.
I like, stomp my feet and hold my breath. I don't want to do that.
It's true.
It's true.
He does, but then he prepares a great menu and cooks and orders the wine and pours drinks, and he's
they
quite
don't
charming.
Drink wine. It says strawberries in it.
He's such a priss.
It's okay. This wine, though, back to the wine.
You almost said fine.
No.
And then you corrected yourself to okay.
You understand there's fine and fine. And
can we do
this wine is
I have a question.
Fine.
I have a question for this show.
Hmm.
It's adequate.
Can we do sack jokes now?
No.
Damn it!
The other thing I would say about this wine is I feel like it's fine.
It is fine.
But it's also something that, like, don't examine it too closely.
No,
oh, for sure.
Lord, no.
Well,
you just,
that's what we do.
You take a drink of it, fine. Yep. You look at the bottle, fine.
You just said fine twice.
Three times.
I know. I'm saying it's fine.
It is fine.
You look at the bottle too close, and you start to see where the label's peeling off, and there's a lot of weird seams, and it's
she's
cardboard.
So fine.
And you can see the texture of the burlap behind them.
And then you start to pay too much attention to the wine, and you're like, okay, I like starting to taste something kind of funky on the end.
That's why we should do burlap sack jokes.
There's not a lot of length to this. I can't believe that this is actually a cab. Da-da-da-da-da.
Well, they said it is.
Right. So you're saying it's fine. It's fine. Don't look at it too closely. It's fine.
Don't take it too seriously.
There was that horrible second baseman for the Yankees, used to play for the Dodgers, Steve Sachs. He couldn't throw it from second base to first base. He was terrible.
I think that was a sack joke.
Sachs. Steve Sachs.
Well, I knew it was about Sachs, but I didn't know it was a joke.
Used to be when I was a young man.
Do you think this is on actual oak?
Yes. Chile? You know. They're not going to put chips. No,
it
no,
might
this
be pine.
Wood. It's on wood.
Okay.
He just said wood.
I know.
Poplar.
I was thinking the same.
Yeah, I like poplar. Poplar's a nice wood.
It's
to
a
make
strong
with.
Wood.
The strong wood.
Yes.
Okay, so what's our potpourri for the evening?
I don't know.
I think we're doing it now.
It's on pegboard. That's what it is. Well, we're going to take a break. And then, when we come back, we're going to have a very elegant potpourri. Something that is... educational. I was going to say entertaining, but no, probably not. And possibly amazing.
Does that mean we're going to do sack jokes?
No.
Damn it.
No, we're not. But if you'd like to send in your resume to be the Wine Vault co-host, please do that. WineVault@Outlook.com. Nevertheless, we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we have a game that Scott and I have played before. I don't think the Triple B has played before.
Okay.
And this is like the game F, Marry, Kill. However, we're not doing that.
Oh, we love it.
This is Drink, Dump, Collect.
I've played this.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have three different wines. And in those three wines, the group.
We might have just played it like out on the deck. I know, but I've played it.
They just say which one they would drink right now. Which one they would pour out. Hmm. And which one they would keep because they love it.
Ooh.
Whether or not they do or not.
Like, not necessarily because it's collectible, but you want to hold that for a special occasion.
Whatever.
Okay.
So which we're kind of changing the criteria because previously we played collect.
It's true.
So let's just say keep.
So.
Okay. Drink, dump, keep.
The first three wines.
Mm-hmm.
This wine, the Vino de Izgare.
Okay.
Any of the Lindemann's Bin series. Or Trump wine. Drink, dump, collect. Or
okay,
keep.
I can go.
I'll keep.
Yes.
I'll go. I would drink Lindemann's.
Ooh.
I would dump Trump, obviously, and I would keep Izgare.
You would collect Izgare.
Not collect, just keep.
Well,
you don't change the criteria.
I am.
Don't.
I
would, no, you're not.
If it was collect, I would collect it. Answers don't change.
Okay, but shut
we're, it's keep. We're not letting him change the terms of the game.
Go ahead, Scott.
So, I'm dumping the Lindemann's. I'm drinking this. And I don't care for him as a president. I don't care for him as a person. But I'm going to keep that wine because it was pretty good. We liked it.
You're a sellout.
Nope, not a sellout. I'm just basing it on the quality of the wine.
I would never buy it to dump it out, so let that
correct.
Be said.
Right.
That would never happen in 100
But it was a
years.
Gift, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody gave it to you because they thought you would like
no,
it.
No, you had it.
No, you did. You. Your cousin gave it to you.
Yeah, it was a gift to you.
Shit.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, somebody gave it to you.
Somebody
they knew
from
you had
Virginia.
A wine show.
And they...
Oh, the cousin gave it to us. That's, that's correct. That's correct.
Jesus.
I've forgotten it.
But Scott is correct. You would drink the Vino de Ezra.
Yep.
Is Gare. I'm sorry. You would dump the Lindemann's and you would keep
there's
the Trump.
No getting it right.
Well,
there is.
No.
There is.
I'm the only one here with any morals.
Well, no. I've got morals. It's just that was the...
No.
Regardless...
It's trivia
of the
in a certain sense.
Price point. The Trump win was good.
It was good.
Okay. You guys are losers next.
Well...
Okay.
We've known that for a long time.
The next three wines. The first one is, I love pizza.
That was so fun.
The second one is, cat bottle.
Oh my God.
Riesling. And the last one is any, and I mean any, of the 19 crimes.
Oh God.
Drink, dump, keep.
I can go.
Damn.
I would drink, I love pizza. Because it's fine. It was not in the 10 worst wines I've ever had.
It wasn't even close, really.
No. Mm-mm. Mm. I would dump anything 19 crimes. And I would keep the cat bottle just like we have done. And I would decorate it.
We've kept both the High Love Pizza and the cat bottle. Yes, you would decorate it. That is correct. Mm-hmm. But you would empty it before you did that.
I mean, I don't think it matters either way. Because you don't need to lay it sideways to store it. And you can sell those cat bottles in antique stores.
I'm worried what would happen with that liquid after a time.
Oh, do you think it would eat the bottle?
Yeah.
Yes, and then it would spread. Go ahead, Scott.
See, just to prove that I am principled, I'm going to dump not just any of the 19 crimes. My response is to dump all of the 19 crimes products.
Well, that's what I meant.
Every time that they make it and produce it,
The
bottle would spring a leak. I would become a wine terrorist and destroy every bottle of
19 crimes. I was thinking
crimes.
It would be like that's, an oil spill, but it would be like a wine spill.
That's actually just a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Bin Laden.
That's very funny.
Destroyer of 19 crimes.
Which is Australian, so quasi.
Well.
Yes.
Well.
So you would dump that and keep...
I think, like Rob, I'm going to drink the cat.
You can drink the cat?
I'm concerned what would happen to that wine in the bottle.
He said, I think like Rob.
Well, Rob was raising the point that we don't know what would happen if that wine stayed in the bottle for an extended period of time. So to save that bottle, I'm going to drink it. Mm. I could dump it, but again, I've got integrity. I'm going to start my platform now for eliminating 19 crimes from the world.
Mm.
And I would keep I Love Pizza because fucking I love pizza.
Well, I would dump 19 crimes, of course. And this is the correct set. But I would drink I Love Pizza. And I would pretend that the cat bottle is like Baron Alslicen. And I would keep it and pretend like it's actually collectible. It'd be like a pretend collection. It'd be fake, but I'd pretend. I might even like put a different label on it.
Would you do like a red, white, and blue collection?
No,
would you
green do... one. And the purple one.
No, what color scheme would you go for?
I would actually take a label off John Jules Prume, steam it off, and then put it on the cat bottle.
What?
Yeah, it's a novelty.
The cat bottle is beautiful. It has a face. It has a Santa Claus outfit on.
But see, then I would pull it out as the cat bottle and say, I've got this really great German Riesling 15 years down the road. And I would have like a Baron Alslicen label on there, mm-hmm. but it's cat bottle. See? And then that's demented. That's what I would
do. Oh, demented. You're demented, all right.
Yeah. You have no nothing. Yeah. So the last three, folks.
Okay.
This is some.
This pepperoni's really good.
It is good. Becky, you're not going to like this.
Okay.
The three are
Kimmy.
No. Turley, Old Vines Inn.
Stupid. You should do the three Kimmys.
Dry Creek, Zinfandel.
Mm.
And Love Block, Pinot Noir.
Ow.
Drink, dump, and keep.
Repeat those, please.
Turley, Old Vines Inn.
Okay.
Or Old Zin Vine, if you're OZV. Dry Creek, Zinfandel. And Love Block, Pinot Noir. And we're going to start off with Scott.
It's easy. Keeping the Turley. I'm drinking the Dry Creek. And I'm dumping the Love Block. Sorry. I prefer Zin to Pinot Noir. Yeah. And it's a hard decision. I made the decision quickly because Love Block's awesome. And that's what I'm going with.
And I'll go next because Becky's will be the correct one.
Okay.
I am going to dump Dry Creek Zinfandel. I'll be sad when I do it, but I'll do it.
It'll be right. Sad. Right. That'd be sad to do.
I'll drink the Turley Old Vines Inn.
Oh.
And I'll keep the Love Block.
You're an ass kisser. Because it has
more ageability.
Oh, kiss my ass over Old Vine. No way.
Ask Wrong. Wine enthusiast.
Yeah.
So that's, I
they're
would.
So smart.
They are. Smarter than you.
Yeah, right.
Keep Turley.
Keep Turley. Oh, I like that choice.
Dump Dry Creek, which would be devastating. It would be very sad. Dry Creek, for me, has such an emotional content. Like I've said so many times, it reminds me of being at the beach. So I would dump it out, and I would probably cry.
This is Sophie's choice.
It is. It is Sophie's choice.
It really is.
And then drink. I would drink Love Block. I wouldn't age it necessarily. And I would drink it, and I would be happy. But it would be really hard. Thank you for that.
It was a good Sophie's choice.
I've just all around regretted being on this episode.
Oh. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we have one more.
You mentioned.
What's that?
In the Esgary Lindemann's trio, you mentioned that name, which was horrific.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me a Sophie's Choice. We're drinking a burlap sack wine.
That's right.
Just a lot to be thankful for.
Yes. You shouldn't.
Let's do the three Kimmys.
You shouldn't cross the line. No, actually, I have something better than that.
You do not. Let's do the three Kimmys.
Well, we're going to. Kim Crawford, Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm.
Kim Crawford, Pinot Noir. And Love Block, Sauvignon Blanc.
Say those again.
Okay.
Kim Crawford, Sauvignon Blanc. Why is it so complicated? Kim Crawford, Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
Kim Crawford, Pinot Noir. and love Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc.
Hmm.
This is very easy. I'll go first this time.
Okay.
I'm going to dump Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc.
It's a tough choice.
I'm going to drink Love Blanc Sauvignon Blanc.
Really?
Yes. And I'm going to keep the Pinot Noir because it's red. No other reason.
Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm going the other way. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping the Love Blanc Sauvignon Blanc.
Because mm-hmm. Sauvignon Blancs have a lot of...
Well, I'm just keeping it for a little while.
Right.
Mm. And I'm going to drink the Pinot Noir and dump the Cam Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm similar to you in that I would keep the Love Blanc Sauvignon Blanc.
Right. Not for very long.
Right, but just for Saturday.
Yeah. For, yeah.
Then I would dump the Pinot because I think it's fine, but it's also not like crazy amazing. And I would drink the Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. So I recently, 6 weeks ago, shared the Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc with my mom. And it was one of her first experiences where she really got something, where it was like, it was different for her. She appreciated something that was a little bit better. Mm. And it's an $18 bottle of wine, whatever. But she really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mom's got a thing where we'll buy her a nice bottle of wine.
I can't drink it without you. I have to wait. We have to get together and drink it together.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
Yeah, but that's not what I buy it for. I want her to enjoy it.
I know.
She's 78. If I buy her a gift, I want her to enjoy it. Yeah, but so she came over to the house and we did it. Socially distanced. Mm. Socially distanced.
Well, folks, we are going to take a break.
Let's do one more.
No.
What was yours that you wanted to do, Becky?
I was going to do Kim Sauvignon Blanc, Kim Pinot, and Kim Chardonnay.
Which we almost kind of sort of just did.
We did.
I know, but Rob said, I have a better one.
Everybody's going to dump the Chardonnay.
He's such a mansplainer.
He is. What Scott meant to say is, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Bar. I know, Scott, you need a man to tell people things about what you're trying to say.
Can we do sack jokes yet?
No. Here on the Wine Vault. We're back, folks.
Off air, we've had a discussion, and Rob needs to buy a bottle of Chardonnay for Becky.
Sure.
He could just buy me the Pinot, which he did.
I did do that.
No, Chardonnay.
I'm okay not having the Chardonnay.
That's right.
You know what you need?
You don't even remember it.
I know. You know what you need?
Hmm.
Nice bottle of rosé.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what you need?
What do I need?
A sack. So, folks. The Vino de Isgare, the Cabernet.
You know, before they did all these plastic bags, you used to go to the grocery and you'd get a grocery sack.
Mm-hmm. Those aren't jokes. That's just observations.
Okay.
So, the Triple B is going to start us off with a review.
I mean...
Well, I'm just whistling.
Dixie.
You must have known that song. You ever seen the show Americans? The Americans?
I did watch that for a brief period of time.
Yeah, there's a part of Becky's life is unaccounted for. That's all I'm just saying.
There's a part of your life that's unaccounted for.
Yeah, that's the last 40 years.
So,
I scratched my knuckle.
There's not really... I'm trying to think of some redeeming qualities about this. And the main thing is that I've had a lot worse wine.
Yes.
So, like, the redeeming quality is that you can drink it.
It's wet.
It's really not hard to drink.
No. You tilt it back, and you put it in your mouth, and you swallow.
It's dry.
The oaking on it, I do feel like comes out my nose.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a negative, like you don't like the oaking on it?
Right. Like I'm exhaling the oaking.
Really? For me, the oaking just kind of nondescript.
I concur.
I mean, it's not a detriment, but it's not great either.
So whenever you have a wine like this where it's like, fine, don't look too closely, don't expect something spectacular, I will say it exceeded my expectations because my expectations were like a 10.
Out of what?
100.
Not out of 10.
Oh! I was going to say.
Well, then this should be a 90.
100.
This should be value price.
Do you think
price
I'm in
holiday?
A 10 out of 10?
Well, when I hear 10, that's what I think of.
Oh,
the,
no.
The winery hoped you did.
Yeah.
No. When I saw that burlap,
no, they know what
when you opened it up and showed me that bottle in a burlap sack, I thought it was going to like disintegrate the cups.
How else would I have ever gotten you to drink this except for deception?
Anyways. So I'm somewhere, I don't know that you can necessarily distinguish the varietal. I mean,
yeah,
you need some help.
It's not a very good cab.
It's helpful to know that it's cab, to say, oh yeah, it's cab.
I mean, I think you could get somewhere in the neighborhood of it, but if you told me it was another varietal, I would be like,
that's
okay.
You must really be thirsty.
I know.
Thirsty.
Why don't you pat the bottom of it?
So, it's also, again, drinkable.
Ish.
It's fine. I'm going to give it like a 78, and it's fine. I would go 78 to 80, and it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you all giving this wine?
I don't mind this at all.
This isn't bad.
It's not bad
it's
in
not
any way.
Bad, except I'm exhaling oak.
That's, no,
I don't,
you're not.
But I don't get that. I really don't have a problem with
you,
the oak.
You
it's
have
just,
acid reflux. That's
it's
what that
just
is.
Uh-huh. Nondescript. The oak is, you know it's oaked. You know it's oaked. But it's not oaked poorly. I really don't have a problem with the oaking on this.
No, I don't either.
You all called it planks.
No, we just...
You said poplar.
Yes.
But he was making fun of it.
Poplar
he
is lovely.
He was being silly.
I don't even notice much oak at all. So.
He was being... Yeah, it's just...
By the fruit. The fruit is muddled at the end by oak-ish stuff.
It's the fruit.
Just,
you're being generous.
That's fruit.
It's just...
Rutabaga,
$9,
but it's fruit.
It's a $9 bottle with this kitschy burlap sack over it that... The best thing about the wine is the burlap sack. It's not good.
If
but it's not bad either.
Scott, if I made a wine like this, I'd put it in a burlap
exactly.
sack.
Exactly.
Well. Yes,
and, you know, if this is what they did historically, put it in a burlap sack, that's what they should keep doing.
They did that to disguise it.
But it's not bad. It's easy to drink.
Should
I would drink it again.
You got two holes in there for the eye holes. Yes.
I would drink it again if somebody else bought it.
What?
I wouldn't buy this.
Okay.
It's like you said. If
Becky... Remember what Scott buys on a regular basis. This is like creme de la creme.
What I buy for the show on a regular basis.
What are you?
I'm between 83 to 85, and I'm going 84.
You can't tell that this is a cab.
That's what an 85 is.
Right. But it's, you know,
you can tell that this is a red wine.
Once you know it's a cab, you go, oh, yeah, it's a cab. But when you know it's a... South American cab, you go, oh yeah.
83 to 85.
Yeah, but it's easy to drink.
That doesn't mean, that's not a quality to give it a point.
Oh yeah.
Becky, a 78 is not easy to drink.
Okay, I'm then an 80. Who cares? I would never buy this again. I would never drink it again.
And I'm not saying...
Unfortunately, you have 4 more in there to drink.
Ah, is that true?
No.
It is. So there's a little dichotomy for me in that normally at that price point, I'd say, yeah, I might buy it, but probably wouldn't buy this.
That's bad when you say you won't buy it. Damn. Well,
because I've got a little lower threshold.
I know you don't.
I've got the lowest
threshold. You're not that discerning.
I've got the lowest threshold.
He's saying he has the lowest threshold.
I've got the lowest threshold.
He would drink the most.
But if somebody else bought it, I would absolutely drink it.
Who would buy it that you know?
If you would buy it, I would drink it all the time.
You did. Like, Rob did buy it.
I know. And I would say, hey, Rob, did you buy any more of that burlap sack?
Yeah, I don't have any. There's no. Oh, by the way, 100% estate grown fruit.
Oh.
So that's exciting. Yes, the correct score for this actually is the 84 Scott gave.
Oh my gosh.
82 to 84. 84 is top of the mark.
The highest score you could ever talk me into would be an 81.
Oh, great. We don't need to talk you into shit because you've already besmirched yourself. It's 3 points higher, but I don't really care to argue the merits of this wine.
Well, it's not great.
It doesn't matter. Don't buy it.
It's not a great wine.
Well, I didn't say don't buy it.
Yes. No. Don't buy it. Don't drink it. Pick something else.
No. This is not that bad.
It's not.
And quite frankly, $8.99, it'd be better if it were $6.99. But then again, I've had some other $8.99 wines that are worse. This is as good as any of the kind of crappy... You know, Chilean wines, any of them, they're not sweet. They're not Aussie. They're not Cali. They don't do that. They do this. So this isn't quite what I would call weedy or any of that stuff where it's the vegetation is taken over. It doesn't do that.
At all.
It's
there, but it doesn't have that green pepper thing.
Well, yeah. La Playas, those kind of things. Those are going to... The Castillo de Diablo. That rung, and we have one from that in the wine bottle. Hmm. Those are the next level below this. They compete with this directly, but this is better than those, but it ain't great. And when you realize that it's $8.99, $9, I think sometimes 10, there's not a lot of reason to buy it. There's no reason to buy it at 10. I mean, there's a lot of things that are wet out there you can buy. Just go buy stuff that's on discount elsewhere. Don't buy this. But Scott, the point is.
Maybe you'd like to collect burlap sacks.
Then buy burlap sacks. They're cheaper. But maybe they're not.
No, they're probably not
cheaper. They're probably not. There's no
particular. And you get a nice little cardboard bottom.
Yeah, that doesn't really work. There's no particular reason to buy this wine. Yeah. There isn't.
Nope.
We didn't know that until we drank it. But it's a low 80s wine, which at the price, it's fine. But
we've had a lot worse than this.
If you want to experience what Chile used to be at its best 20 years ago, drink this wine. However, if you would like to drink what it is now, there's 100 different wines that you could drink that are good.
I don't know about 100, but Colchagua Valley.
100.
We bought this because of Colchagua Valley.
Yeah.
Is it Chautauqua or Chautauqua?
Colchagua.
Mm-hmm. I bought it because it was called Wine in a Sack.
Colchagua.
Colchagua.
That being said, folks, the decanter is empty.
I haven't
made it through my first glass.
Okay, you're Scott and I have drank the decanter dry.
It wasn't hard to drink. It really wasn't.
Judgment. Just weak sauce down there.
Well, it might be.
So you're not Russian right now, but you're somewhat Lithuanian, I think. Lithuanian. Luxembourg.
Maybe Romanian.
Luxembourg.
Possibly Hungarian. Hmm. And then you know what? I bring bull's blood on this show. You're going to be begging for this shit.
Mm. Oh shit!
Bull's blood's coming. And by the way.
Bull's blood.
I
didn't buy that.
Well, you're going to have it. It's at Home Buys, man. Hungarian wine, baby.
Oh, Hungarian God. Wine.
Yeah, you're going to learn.
Remember when I just said that, I thought we should do a deep dive into Spanish wine?
Yeah, but that's not bull's blood from Hungary.
Hungarian wine.
You're getting some fucking bull's blood, man. That's what we're talking. This show, you know what? Like Jack Nicholson said in Batman, this show needs an enema. And that enema is bull's blood. You're going to bitch about wine in the sack, or you're going to drink and fucking bull's blood. Then you can say, where's the wine in the sack? I'll show you. You think an 84 is high? Man, give you a 72.
What if the Hungarian wine's good? You should be open-minded.
I've had bull's blood.
You've had bull's blood?
Yes.
Have you had bull's blood or you've had that wine?
That's the wine.
What I'm asking is, have you ever had bull's blood?
I would rather probably drink bull's blood.
It's probably high in protein.
Yes. And I've had the wine bull's blood.
And that's once probably again, not high in protein.
I'd rather have bull's blood or any liquid from a bull, including the urine. So, folks, 2 84s and a 78, then an 80, then an 81 from the Triple P.
It's just a sliding scale. Don't be so critical.
It's just drifting north.
Hey, can we do sack jokes now?
No. You know, it's like her score is filled with helium. It just keeps going up and going up.
You know? Well, it's not going up that high.
I don't know.
It's not filled up with helium. It's like helium light.
Isn't it nice, though? She thought that we were in the 70s as well. And then when she realized,
I knew you weren't because you guys are
drunks,
bought and paid for.
Oh, my Lord.
These fuckers don't have any money. But if they do, send it to the wine vault. And I'll give you an 86.
Well, remember, they had a fortune. They came to Chile from Spain.
Yeah, but then they spent it all on burlap.
Their fortune.
They spent it all, but they didn't find it. They're still looking.
Domingo used to be the mayor of Santiago.
Yes, but that's in the 1800s.
Not sure that's lucrative.
Yeah, and point this out.
Public service.
It's a better way to make money to rob banks. So, for Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, the Triple B, comrade, and Rob the Wine Guy, we're going to bid you adieu. And see you next time, possibly with Apatagua, here on the Wine Vault. Good night.